Shottown Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Johnny, how you doing, man?
I'm wonderful.
It's the one and only DJ Malone.
And Shayla Marie.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, man. I see you doing great things, man. I'm a big fan of you, man. So I see you doing great things.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Definitely, man. So talk to us, man. Now, we got that record that you got going on with Light Skin Keisha, man. I've been playing that, man. I really like the vibes on that.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, we a couple of my people together, we sat and just wrote out the record, and it came out really, really dope. And we was like, okay, it's time to release. We got everything together, marketing and stuff, and then we just took it from there. So I appreciate it so much.
How did you come about with the treatment of the video? Because the video is, like, really original.
I directed it myself. We all know where I used to dance at and work and stuff. And then on top of that, I, you know, play piano. So I was like, let's put some stripper poles on top of pianos and some pretty girls and just make it what it is, you know, my life. I like to put my life in the music videos and also the creativity.
Hey, that's dope.
Pretty cool.
It was very creative. It flowed very well from just the outfits, the coordination. It was really smooth. I love it. It's a very visually appeasing for women and men, and it's not too much. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely, man. So now I know with this pandemic stuff, it's been kind of crazy. How have you been doing with all this?
I've been doing really good. I actually did 10 music videos while the pandemic was going on, and I didn't catch COVID, which I'm thank God for. I ended up getting also on top of that during COVID signed to GTM Green Team. Also Biggs is my management as well. And then I also landed back on TV, which is Growing Up in Hip Hop. So I did pretty good during quarantine.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. So now you're doing, you have like a lot of hats and everything. So how do you balance between the director hat from being an artist, from being just you as Johnny Blaze? How do you balance all between that?
With the team that I have, it's just really them wearing their hat. Them wearing their hats and me being an artist and just focusing on being just that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm at my lovely store because I'm just a real person. I'm at TJ Maxx. You know I love shopping.
hey, they got some good deals there, man.
Honey, when I tell you they got the deals on deals. I did not be playing about that.
I appreciate
it. I did pretty good during quarantine, you know. I kept being myself and being creative. Hold on, now I'm talking to my Uber. Hi, how you doing? So I've been doing good. As you can see, I'm happy. I'm living life. I'm, you know, focused. It's not hard to do what you need to do when you have a wonderful team around you. Hey. You got the PR. You got the management. You got the day-to-day manager. You got people. The first thing that you want to ask your team before you get signed to another deal, you have to have your mentor right in your team is, do you believe in it? Do you believe in me? And the people that I have around me, they believe in me. They have faith in me, and hey, it makes me motivated, and I don't have to have a bunch of hats on now that I'm signed. Everybody's doing their job, and I'm being the creative person that I am.
Hey, man. And go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, so we've watched you wear a bunch of different hats and change shows. So can you talk about how having different management and finding and procuring the right management is so important for someone as yourself that is so versatile?
For me, it takes a village, and not in a bad way, but it takes a village.
Yes.
For a person like me. I'm not just any old talent. You know, I sing, I play instruments, I act, I do this, I'm a hustler. I create, I interior decorate. So we're trying to touch all the bases that we need to, how we need to, and also just show the artists that they are managing and pushing. So it's important to have good management, and it doesn't bother me because I see it like this in the industry with music. It's not supposed to be an easy thing. I don't regret nothing that has ever happened to me in my career because I wouldn't want it to be perfect. Like, oh yeah, you can sing, let's just sign you and it just be all peaches. Like the hard moments are the best moments. And so when you find the management and you feel that they're comfortable with you and they understand your goals and stuff and they know the struggle that you've been through, that's really where it stems from. You can't have people on your team that don't believe in you, then where are you gonna, how are you gonna succeed? How, if a person really doesn't care, okay, American, let's say if they wanted me to do the national anthem at the football game and I have a careless manager, like, okay, whatever, I'll get to it 2 weeks from now. Now somebody else is doing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's careless actions. And if those actions are in your team, that means that it's going to push on you that, hey, I don't want to push and be successful myself. I love people to push me. I love people to support me and grow with me from the bottom to the top, you know. And
longevity.
That's how I've always been.
Hey, man, and that's my whole thing is that I want to be surrounded by people that want to see me win and want to win together. And I think that's
absolutely.
And I think that's the goal is, because a lot of people will only want to see you win just so they can ride up under you and everything. But mm-hmm. if you want to, we all want to come up together, man. And that's the beauty part about all this, man.
I love what you said. You kept such a positive attitude. You said that you need those moments. You didn't want to just take the easy way. And that just shows so much about your character. Like, I love that.
Yeah, like, I don't want nothing easy. That's not fun. It doesn't feel happy. I've had a rough life, and I don't regret anything that's ever happened to me. I don't regret me at times. I would go off on people or be undo negative things because I ended up growing from it and going back and apologizing and focusing on what's the main issue in my life and stop blaming other people. And the biggest thing is women and men, like just in general people, we have a habit of when we do wrong, we kind of throw it under the rug. That can lead to mental, healthness, depression, anxiety, certain things that I also have battled. And then you don't have the excitement and the adrenaline or the wanting to succeed because you have a dark cloud over you. I'm big on energy and stuff like that. I noticed, you know, with me, like how I communicate with people, I'm always loud. So when I go to like the front of a club, like last night, I'm usually like, hi, I'm Johnny Blaze. But it's coming off to me like, oh, I'm happy. But it's like an aggression. So I said, maybe if I tone my voice and speak with a more calmer, hi, I'm Johnny. And I noticed the energy. It's your energy on how you speak so that it comes off. If people think of you this way and they meet you, that's why I always get the, oh, shoot, I didn't know you was 5 feet. Oh, shoot, I didn't know you were so sweet. Oh, shoot, I didn't know that you really aren't always active every day. It really blends in. Your energy blends into your team. Your team's energy blends into whatever label is looking at you and so forth, and it goes on and on. That's what I mean by finding the right people. It sometimes takes a couple, probably takes 20 managers. 20 managers later, and you find a great one. Doesn't mean that you're wrong. It's just you got to find what's right for you.
Exactly, man. And energy is such a prominent thing because a lot of people don't realize is that energy, it travels with anything. The way I'm talking, the way I'm walking, it's the way that maybe the looks or whatever. Just being who you are. And a lot of people are not comfortable with who they are. And I think that it offs the energy a lot of times. So I love that you always been positive and you said, hey, yo, I'm a thug it out either way it go, man. Either way it goes, I'm going to win. And I love that energy about that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I've watched you in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and now I'm currently watching you in Growing Up Hip Hop. So how was it switching franchises, or was it no difference?
No difference. It's just me being, you know, better space and stuff like that made, you know, the TV better. But other than that, there's no difference in it. I mean, I like WeTV a little more, but because they're just, you know, they're cool. A minute now, so, and VH1, they started me off, so it's really cool. It's so different. So it's just me as a person changing.
I wanted to ask you this because I know that you really be on your grind. How big is ownership to you as far as, like, you know, owning your masters, owning your own brand, owning your own situations? How big is that for you?
It's very important because you don't want somebody taking your stuff. That's like you made the Krispy Kreme donut and then somebody goes and snatches it up under you. Or you ever seen the movie, the McDonald's, how McDonald's got created?
I haven't seen the movie.
And just snatch their whole franchise and how he couldn't do nothing about it. He did a handshake on, he'd make millions over time and the handshake was voided because he didn't have to pay it. I'm the one that put all the money in and I took your idea.
Yeah.
And because your structure and your contracts and certain things is not understood, that's very important. Ownership is very important. Jeezy has said something. He in one of his, not an interview, I think he said something. He said, how can you live in Atlanta, for example, and say that y'all do this, you got this jewelry and stuff, and you as a black man or a black woman don't own nothing, no type of mm-hmm. building or anything that's yours in your name in Atlanta, and it's Black Hollywood. You know, and it makes you sit back and like, dang, I'm paying rent every month, and I'm paying all this stuff to these other people, but I don't have nothing to own, but I'm here flossing saying I got everything in the world, but there's nothing stamped when you're gone.
Yes.
So when I look at stuff like that, I'm like, oh, ownership is everything with music, too. You want something that's yours. Something that's a part of your legacy when you're gone and, it, you know, it's just your name.
So I
make sure that I have a team that takes steps to make sure that I also have my stuff in track with ownership of my masters and stuff like that.
That's the key thing about legacy. And I think a lot of people don't think about that in the long scheme because I'm the type of person that I think way ahead. Like, I'd rather get $200 a week versus the $500 one time. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't think, okay, well, after what happens after I'm gone, or what happens after this happens, or what happens, you know, whatever happens. And we don't think about, oh, well, I never did anything. I don't have anything in my name, so I can't pass it down to the next person or to my kids or whoever because there's nothing in my name.
Absolutely, I agree.
So, I definitely think, man, that this it's a art to it to think more bigger than broader, man. I think a lot of people just, you know, I guess they're ignorant sometimes, but you know, I see you on your move, man. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
So, speaking of being on the move, I recently seen your video while you were gyrating cheeks and playing the piano. Amazing. Amazing. How many instruments can you play? And can you name a few for us? Because I don't think people really understand this.
I play acoustic, electric guitar, drums, the piano. I actually just got my second piano in my house a couple weeks ago, so I'm like a big piano head. Yeah, that's how many instruments I play.
But that's dope, though, because a lot of people can't even play the drums.
I'm a watcher. I watch and I play. It's so crazy. Like, I literally watch people and then I'm like, oh, I could do that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's dope to learn, like this different stuff that you know. Hey, yo, I think that's cool, and I really want to learn that, and that's something cool to do.
Absolutely. I've been playing since I was 6 years old, so it's been like a thing for me.
Hell yeah. So what's next for you, Johnny? What's next? What you got going on? Anything coming in for the summer for Valentine's
Day? We are working on my next single called Back End. We're getting geared up for that, the marketing and stuff. And I'm really, really excited. I'm still airing on TV every Thursday at 9 a.m. Central on WeTV on Grown Up. I'm just focused on me in that mental, you know what I mean, that mental space and winning.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man, winning. Get that big W. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And before you go, can I have you give a drop to Chi-Town Urban Radio?
Hello? Could you say that again?
I said, can we have you give a drop to Chi-Town Urban Radio?
Of course. What's up? This your girl, Johnny Blaze. Shout out to Chicago Urban Radio. I love them. Make sure you support them. Check out my single, Peak Control, and also Carlton on all platforms. Mwah.
Definitely, man. Johnny, it's been a pleasure having you on here and talking with us, man. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you. It's an honor to have you guys have me on here.
Definitely, man.
I think I'm a good Gemini multitasker, because, honey, I was shopping, taking out the Uber, Uber driver, opening up the car, walking the dog. I think I did pretty good.
You did. You, on point. And nobody would even have noticed if you had never said anything.
Honey, they know now. I want them to know my talent.
Definitely, man. I do appreciate you, Johnny, for being on here and everything else like that, man.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Shout down over radio, man. Make sure you guys stay in tune with everything. I do appreciate everybody for tuning in and everything else like that. We're going to go ahead and play the joint, man. I'm excited for this.
Let's get into this. Carlton by Johnny Blaze featuring Light Skin Keisha.
Let's get it. Let's go, man. Make sure you guys stay in tune with everything that we got going on. Shayla, give it to Facebook and Twitter.
Be sure you check out ChiTownUrbanRadio.com. Also, we are available on Instagram and Facebook, and download the Q4 app and Chicago 773.
Make sure you guys stay in tune. Johnny, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dripping on my.